What do you mean touching it?
I mean, are you good at catching?
A little bit, not too much. Just like you said, playing with it and stuff. Not doing nothing serious yet.
Do you think you're gonna need just one more week here?
You know, we gotta talk to the trainers. I believe so, but you know, we gotta see what the doctors say and the trainers.
How's the hand feeling?
It feels good. You know, looked at X-rays a while ago. Healing just fine. So it's good news.
And when we're out there watching you, you're just running routes. You're not even trying to catch, except for maybe left-handed, just one hand. But when you had that splint on, are you going to be able to take that off? I mean, do they have a schedule for you where you know you're going to be able to take it off and try to catch?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be able to take it off. I'm going to get it off right now.
On the field, though?
On the field, yeah, I'm going to be able to take it off. Like I said, I got to talk to the trainers and let them know. I'm going to be back soon, though. So that's really good news.
Your game, if I remember, was along with McCown, right?
Yes, sir.
But from that standpoint, what did you learn about McCown in being in an actual game with him?
He's a great leader. He's a soldier. I'm really close with him. One of the closest dudes I'm close with on the team. You know, he's an older guy, but he's a great leader and mentor. He's a hell of a football player, too.
Corey, what has this been like for you? How frustrating has it been? You know, you have coming off that big game and 6 weeks later.
It was really, really tough at the beginning. Everything happens for a reason. And, you know, I think of it all, it could always be worse. So, you know, I just have to roll with the punch. And, you know, it's been a long time, but I'm finally getting healthy and be back on the field sooner. I'm back there on the practice field. It feels amazing being out there with the guys. The amount of energy they have and, you know, me actually being able to go through drills with them and stuff. Just don't take anything for granted.
Was there an option to have surgery, and how seriously was that considered?
It was an option, I believe. I got with the doctors, got with my agent and Coach Hugh and stuff, and we just made the best decision for me.
Did that bring you back quicker or longer? Not having
it. It was kind of in between. It could take up to the same time, or it could be like a week. So, you know, do you really want to have surgery, or just, you never know the outcome. It could be that you're out the same time, or it could also be you come back a week earlier. So is it really worth it? And I think we just made the best decision for me, like I said.
What goes through your head when you're seeing, you know, some of the other rookies getting a bunch of playing time? I mean, does it kind of just make you anxious even more to get back out there? Ricardo and Rashard.
I'm excited for them. They stepped up and they got drafted here too. So they, you know, they deserve a right to play. And they done, you know, a great job. Everything that, you know, Coach Saunders, Coach Hugh asked them to do. And they're doing a great job. So I'm happy they got to come in and play. And like I said, it excites me because I came off of a successful game, I like to say, for myself. And I get hurt, so it's kind of tough. But, you know, I've been working really, really, really hard, staying in shape, going through all the plays, making sure I'm mentally there. And, you know, even though I can't catch yet, making sure my body's still on point for when I come back, I won't miss a beat.
Do you feel like you can pick up right where you left off whenever it is you come back?
Right, I feel amazing right now. I've been doing everything the trainers, the strength coaches asked me and more. So, you know, now it's just the wait for when they clear me, fully clear me to catch the football.
It hasn't affected your ping pong game, huh?
I'm left-handed, so I can still play that.
When this first happened, did it seem like it was going to be light years away before you were going to get back onto the field? And, you know, kind of how devastating was that?
Yeah, it was heartbreaking when they told me the time. I really didn't want to believe it because, you know, I broke it and I kept on practicing. So I wasn't trying to hear what the trainer was trying to tell me. I was like, I'm fine. I can play. You know, it's just a little pain. But, you know, they made the best decision for me, and now I look at it, you know, they're looking out for me. And like I said, I'm so excited to get back on the field.
Corey, the other receivers who were, like, first-rounders this year, the guys who probably went through the pre-draft season with Doxson and Will Fuller, some of them aren't even playing. I think Doxson's out for the year or whatever. And Fuller might be having the best year, I don't know. But nobody's lighting it up, in other words, rookie receivers this year. Why do you think that is?
You know, it's hard to come in when you're 21, 20 years old, coming in the NFL, this big time, you know, game with all these talented men on each and every team, and make a huge impact. And, you know, it's hard. So it takes time. You got to learn stuff. You're learning a whole new scheme. You're playing with different people. You're in a whole another city, and you know, it takes a toll on some guys. And then, like you said, your first round draft pick, it's a lot of pressure. So, you know, I don't know the reasons, but those are just some ideals with, you know, getting drafted so high and trying to come in and make a big impact. It's just a lot on your plate.
After that Baltimore game, did you think you were going to be on your way to breaking that mold and making a big impact as a rookie?
Right. You know, Baltimore game, I felt like myself. I'm out there comfortable, you know, putting extra time studying and stuff. So I knew everything, and I just felt, like I said, comfortable. And I trust in, you know, the quarterback, and Josh did an amazing job. You know, it's still stuff that I didn't do perfect, but Josh made me look good. But I just feel like myself, and it took a lot of time. Like I said, it's a hard game.
When you do come back, you know, sometimes when players come off injuries or whatever, they're still cognizant of the previous injury. Are you pretty confident that when you come back, you're not even going to be thinking about your right hand at all?
Right. That's why I've been putting in all this work, staying in shape and just doing a lot of stuff, everything I can do, where I can, you know, pick up where I left off and, you know, help us try to win some football games.
Do you think they'll try to catch next week?
Right. You know, if they're trying to tell me I can catch, I'm playing that week.
this may be a stupid question. You just said you're naturally left-handed.
Right.
Is breaking the right hand any better than breaking your left hand then?
Yeah, I rather break my right hand than my left.
I mean, should that help you get back into the swing of things, that your main hand is the one that's broken? Or not?
I never broken a hand, so I don't really know, but this is my first time breaking a hand, but I don't know, we just have to see, you know. I'll be back soon, and y'all can tell me more.
you just kind of mentioned it, trying to help team win games, but has it been kind of agonizing because the team is 0-7, thinking that you could be out there maybe helping the team get over the hump?
Right, you know, that's why they drafted me here. They drafted me here to help win football games, and, you know, I was just so disappointed because I can't be on the field, you know, playing with the guys, and I was just really, you know, I don't know, really explain it, heartbroken, because, you know, I come in as a rookie and get drafted to Cleveland, try to help them, then I get hurt, and it's like, oh, man, he's hurt. You can't do anything when you're hurt. You know, you can't even attempt to do anything when you're not clear to play. But I have to look at it as, like, don't take anything for granted, because this game can be taken from, you know, anyone. So that's why I said it could always be worse. And, you know, I'm going to be back soon, and I'm ready to be back. I'm anxious.